One use for cell phones that Mr. Kagan may not have thought of, a symphony. Golan Levin did think of that. He is an artist in residence at the Ars Electronica Center in Linz, Austria. This coming Sunday night, he will perform Dial Tones, a telesymphony. The idea of using the cell phones carried by audience members to create a range of ringing sounds. Mr. Levin explains.
On the day of the concert, hundreds of people will stream in, and they will register their phone numbers at a series of web terminals where they will give me their phone number, and they will also give me the model of their phone. And if they have certain kinds of phones, then we can send them a new ring sound. And in addition to this, we also give them a seating location, just as you would with an ordinary ticketing system. And so now we have the following information. We have their phone number, we know where they're sitting, and we know what sound they make, depending on the model of the phone. And so in this way, we can create waves of sound that move across the audience in very precisely choreographed ways.
Why would you want to send them a new ringing tone?
That's just to have more control as a composer. As it is, phones, especially the more recent models, have extremely developed engines for producing all kinds of interesting sounds. And the kind of customary sounds you ordinarily find on a phone are either, ring, 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 or the William Tell Overture. And we want to have more control than that, or more latitude to do something interesting.
Right. Have you found as a musician that in the traditional ringing sounds that could be available to you that certain keys are missing or indeed certain tones?
Well, no, actually, the new ringtone engines are extremely good. You'd be surprised. Some of the phones have as much as 3 or 4 octaves of range with all the semitones. The limitations tend to be instead on how long the ringtone can be.
So the concert begins. You have all this lined up and the numbers in the computer, and you are where?
Well, there's three of us on stage. Two of us are actually, we have computer graphic interfaces that are basically a grid, if you will, that represent the seating arrangement of the audience. And when we click on little, cells in the grid, that rings a corresponding phone in the audience. And because we've precisely registered a video projector up above the heads of the audience with the crowd, when I click on a certain cell in the grid, not only do I ring that person, but a spot of light is cast on them from the video projector overhead. So that's the two of us. My colleague Scott Gibbons, who's in the middle, he's actually going to be performing kind of like a first violin. He's a soloist, and he'll have a half a dozen cell phones in front of him that he's sort of soloing on.
We're going to hear a little bit of this now. This is from a rehearsal. Mr. Levin, a fair sample, a few phones going off there.
This is one of our early tests, and we only had about half a dozen phones going at that time. We're going to have many more than that in just a short time.
Let's play another one. What is that chirping sound? Is that a phone?
Yeah, you bet. Probably one or two. Yeah, that's like three phones. I mean, that's just three. We're working with something closer to 50 at one instant, simultaneously, or up to 50, I should say.
Let's see what else we have here. Well, this would be an approximation of Bach, right?
Again, that's about a half a dozen phones, each of which is playing a very long, simple drone. And the mix is really quite something when you're in the space and you have all the phones around you.
What happens, Mr. Levin, if somebody gets a call accidentally, from home about bringing home some bread?
Yeah, this is a real possibility. I think there has to be a social protocol at any musical concert or event that you go to and participate in, even as a spectator. Ordinarily, we ask people to turn off their phones, and they miss phone calls. This time, we ask people to leave their phones on, but we also ask them to miss phone calls. And so, we strongly encourage people not to answer their phone, and for that matter, not to place any phone calls.
How do you bring the art to it? In other words, the showmanship. How does that actually work? Do the lights go down, and do you come out in tails? How are you going to do it?
Trying not to make this too cheesy, but it's difficult because, I mean, the real challenge from the perspective of an artist is to make this more than just a stunt and to really make this a meaningful and interesting artistic experience. No, we're not going to come out in coattails, but there is a lot of choreography and dramaturgy we're trying to do to build an interesting experience. I think one of the most interesting things from an audience's perspective is that they're surrounded by sound. The composer Ioannis Xenakis once said that the problem with all electronic music is it always sounds alike. And he said, why? And it's because it always comes out of the same two speakers. And so here we've kind of radically deconstructed that and said, well, no, there's 200 speakers and they're all around you. And that is itself a new environment.
Mr. Levin, thank you.
Thank you.
Golan Levin is an artist in residence at the Ars Electronica Center in Linz, Austria.